Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada. Nithai Gaur Haribol, 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 Nithai Gaur Haribol, Haribol.
Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Rao, Srila Prabhupada ki. Jai Vishnu Pada, Paramahamsa Parivraja, Kichara Sadasata, Sisi Madhi, Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Rao, Srila Prabhupada ki. Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Sivushan ki. Gaur Pramadhi. Hare Krishna. Somebody turn the volume down on this. Nobody knows how to turn the volume down on this volume. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Welcome back to the third day of the Book Distribution and Leadership course. Yesterday we talked about basic skills, psychology, book distribution, customer care, and assessing our performance. Today we will continue on skills, and we will focus in the first lesson on challenges, challenging different tiring circumstances, external as well as internal. We will speak about different methods of book distribution, lifestyle and standards, and sources of strength and inspiration. Srila Prabhupada says, I'm so much pleased upon all the boys and girls in Los Angeles and all over the world who are understanding and appreciating the unique quality of our transcendental literature and voluntarily going out to distribute books despite all circumstances of difficulty. By this effort alone, they are assured to go back home, back to Godhead. Can somebody improve the sound quality? It's way too high. And we'll see a small video. Sound is not there.
They only use the print books.
Mahaprabhu already taken one black from me.
Now Gopal Krishna in India requested that BBT give, so for the time being, the money will not be used for the construction in Mayapur. They only use the print books.
Mahaprabhu already taken one black from me.
Now Gopal Krishna in India requested that BBT give him a loan of $160,000 in India just this during the Mayapur festival. He requested a loan from a US BBT for $160,000, which would be used to construct the second residence building.
How do you pay back?
His plan was that the American temples would purchase rooms, and over a period of 4 or 5 years, they would pay that money back. So is that still approved by you, by your Divine Grace?
Yes, I have number.
The only thing is that we will have to delay the loan, because for the next 3 months, all our money will be used to print these 17 books.
Hustable books, then loan. However, we cannot hold up, printing, then it's not possible. This you must always keep in view. We are not going to, the surplus money we are going to pay. Not that at the cost of stopping printing. You must always keep it. When you require money for printing, there is no question of loan at temple building. This will be our thing.
Prabhupada just makes the points and then that's it. Okay. So, I'd like to hear from you. What are your challenges you're facing individually, in your temples, in your communities, in your yatras, in your families, in your own lives, in your minds? What are the challenges you're facing in trying to distribute Srila Prabhupada's books? And we're going to have a little group work. I like always like 4 to 6 devotees to gather together. And one person act as the scribe. You got about 5 to 10 minutes time, depending on how much it takes, to write down what are the main challenges that you're facing in your efforts to increase book distribution. Is the task clear? So please group up 4 to 6 devotees who are close to each other, and one person acts as a scribe. You write down what are the main obstacles in increasing book distribution, individually, in your place, and collectively. Please, get started. Everybody should join a group. Nobody should be sitting alone looking at the ceiling. Designate one person as the writer, as the scribe. And then you just list down all the points. All kind of challenges, external, internal, organizational, whatever. Just brainstorm. There's no right and wrong answers. What challenges, what obstacles are you facing? Yeah, only this. This now. Yes. This is secret. Don't show anybody. I trust you. Yes. Oh, yes. Separate. All separate. Make sure you go around in the group and everybody can contribute.
Yeah.
We are churning the ocean of challenges. Everybody list challenges. Try to specify, you can be as specific as you like. So many arguments, excuses, objections. Like they have the saying, you know, what a goat won't eat, what a fool won't ask. So you can be specific, put it into categories. Don't just list different objections. Exhausted? Finished? Huh? No more? Bas? Purnam? Okay, try to wrap up in 1 or 2 minutes. Okay, try to wrap it up. Take one or two more points. And decide on who will present. If you're done, come back to the table. Try to wrap it up and come back to the table. Okay, what we're going to do right now is we're going to have a little quiz session, a little workshop session. It's called Book Distribution Sankirtanista Gosti. This is what you should have regularly in your temples, in your areas, in your namhatas, in your teams, in your Sankirtan vans. That you ask all the members to write down what are their challenges. And then you let them reveal their mind and let them get guidance. Let them get good advice from the others. Because that's what we're going to do right now. Because all the questions are here and all the answers are here. Because the Vaishnavas are an ocean of mercy. They know all the answers. They're already there in their hearts. And in the Sangha of the Vaishnavas, all the answers will be revealed by the sincere process of hearing and chanting. All the nectar is coming out. But first, usually, sometimes, a little poison comes out. And nobody wants to play Shiva because we are not in that position. So what we have to do is we just have to keep on churning. We have to keep on engaging in the yajna. Hearing and chanting has to go on. When you churn the ocean of Sankirtan, so many things will come out. Doubts will come out, objections will come out, poison will come out, money will come out, fame, prestige, glory, beautiful things will come out. But Vishnu says to the demigods, don't go for any of that stuff. You just wait and be patient. And if you go on working sincerely together, eventually the nectar will come. And you will get the nectar. So, what we're going to do right now is we have about 6 or 7 scribes who are hopefully also the presenters, because I'm not sure who else will be able to read their handwriting. So, you bring 1 point and then we hear solutions. We take 2 or 3 solutions to that point. And then we move on to the next group till all the points are exhausted. And hopefully we finish before the cows come home tonight. You know? But so again, remember, try to see it more in terms of categories and less in terms of, you know, okay, what about this argument and that argument and that argument and that argument? Because sometimes it all falls under one category. Like, for instance, time wasters, people who like to waste your time. They're one category. There's a whole number of people who fall into that category. You have the funny guy, you have the smart guy, you have the challenging guy, you have the member of other religion, etc., etc., etc. But they all go under the broader umbrella. They're all in the sampradaya of time wasters. So, and there is one specific way, or a couple of ways how you can deal with time wasters. So instead of discussing each and every one of them, we'll discuss the category as such and the solutions which are dealing with the problem. Okay, we'd like to start. Who is the scribe of this group? Please grab the mic and we'll hear from your group. Now, just in case you're looking at your student handbooks, today is day number 3. It's the first day we're changing something slightly in the schedule. The first 2 days were just the graduate course, but now we're slowly getting into the leadership and management part. Even though we touched on some points already, but now we're going to take a slight little, correction in course, Because, like for instance, lesson number 9, dealing with external challenges, lesson number 10, dealing with internal challenges. We have combined the two for the leadership course. Now, if people are brand new at this, we keep it separate and we really go in depth. But here we spend more time on organization, on leadership and management. So we've made some, you know, time is flexible. Sometimes it's compressed and sometimes it's extracted. So just in case you look at the course schedule and you wonder why the lesson plan is going slightly this way or that way. That's the reason. Yes, please.
So we were, first of all, touching the organizational points. So a lack of manpower, qualified manpower.
Okay, lack of qualified manpower. Who has a solution to this scenario? It's a very common scenario. You say, you know, we've got so many services, and there's only so many people, and we're in survival mode, and we can't really send anybody out. We can't spare anybody. We're just a skeleton crew. So who has a solution to this problem? Speak up or forever rest in peace. Any ideas? Yes.
Training.
But what if you don't have people to train?
So we should have a separate department with a department in charge where he will concentrate how to develop the manpower. It is all his headache.
How do you do that? What do you call that department?
Book distribution department, Sankirtan department. In every temple, there is a department and a head.
Okay.
And he will take care of generating the manpower. His exclusive service. Yeah. That
exclusive
is his exclusive service.
Did you hear that? In every temple, there has to be a Sankirtan department. It's not that, oh, okay, where do we take the people from? Okay, let's grab the pujari, let's grab the cook, let's grab the driver, let's grab the accountant, and here, take some books, run out, do big. Kijai, kijai. It's not going to work. It's not going to happen. You need professionals. So you need a full-time department. Full-time department means you have a department head, you have a structure, you have a plan, you have a strategy. Then where are they going to get the manpower from? He said that he's in charge for recruitment. But ideally speaking, who does the recruitment? Where do the people come from?
Bhakta program.
Bhakta program. That's another department. New Bhakta program. It's another department. Now initially, you might be in a small center. One person might fulfill a few roles. But your first and foremost task will be to find somebody who you can train, who you can empower, and who you can oversee that they're fulfilling this role. Like when he started here in Tirupati, how many department heads did you have? You and your wife. That was it, right? Huh? And how many department heads you have now?
14.
14. 1-4. Just in a matter of 14 years, 14 department heads. That's how it's supposed to grow. We are not Lord Brahma, who can have 4 heads, you know, 100 heads, 1,000 heads, this and that many heads. Many times we even forget our own name. We even forget where we put our cell phone, where we put our shoes. Has it ever happened to you? You've wandered the entire temple premises and you didn't know anymore where you put your shoes? So what to speak of? You know, like sometimes we can't even remember how many departments we have because it's too many. So you have to establish systems where you empower people to do those things. Otherwise you ask them, okay, who's in charge of the new men? I mean, new men, they just come, right? No, it doesn't happen like that. Like this universe was not created by chance. It wasn't by the Big Bang theory. So in the same way, this temple also didn't happen by chance. Or was there a Big Bang one day and then all of a sudden, boom! Radha Govinda was there. Yeah? Huh? Yes. Huh? Somebody laid a few eggs, and all of a sudden, all the little devotees came out, you know, and they grew big. It doesn't work like that. Where do devotees come from? You tell me. From books, from preaching, from what else? Prasad distribution, sincere sadhana, what else? What makes devotees? Nagar Sankirtan, festivals, Bhakti Vriksha, Parayatra, Namhata, outreach, devotee care. That makes devotees, because people come out of the woodwork, you know, like the cockroaches. When you keep laddu in the guest rooms, what happens? Huh? What happens? All of a sudden, armies of cockroaches come. Yes.
He's the cantos manager.
Yes. Huh? So, if you want to attract people who are devotionally minded, what do you have to do? You have to increase your devotional activities. You have to increase your outreach. Then these people will come forward and will say, hey, I want to take part in this. I mean, this is nice. Can I help? Can I also join in? Like that. It's not that we just put out advertisements, okay, you know, jobs for hire. We need this, this, and this, and this. And then everybody looks, okay, what's the job description? How much can I make here? No. We have to recruit people who want to make meaning, not just people who want to make money. Because if you look at the benefits, I mean, materially speaking, you know, you get some aprasadam, you might get a chair. Usually it's the hot seat, you know. And maybe they pay your phone bill if you're lucky. So it's not that many fringe benefits. So there has to be a Sankirtan department in charge, and it's got to be preaching department with Bhakta, new Bhakta program. You might even have only two people, but that has to be your vision. That has to be your focus, that's what we want to do. And that's the first departments you have to create, even when you have no department heads. That's why Srila Prabhupada sent his devotees to open temples and centers all around the world. How did it happen? He sent householder couples to do Harinam Sankirtan and to distribute books. And in this way, everything started. That's how he started the movement all over the world. He sent them to San Francisco, to London, here and there, everywhere. His householders. Not sannyasis, not brahmacharis, householder couples. And they did it. So this is the way how we can build up this movement. Okay, next point.
Not enough. BBT doesn't give enough promotion material. Only one poster a year.
BBT doesn't give enough promotion material. Only one poster a year. Any suggestion to that? Any solutions to this problem?
Temples themselves can make promotional materials.
Temples themselves can create their own promotional material. Yes. What else? Come on, this is brainstorming mood. There is no right and wrong answers. It's just, you know, whatever comes to your head, throw it out.
Regional temples together, they can make a promotional material.
Few centers together make their own promotional material.
A requisition to PBT.
A requisition.
PBT.
Talk to the people, you know? Talk to them. Look, what does it take to make you happy, and this is what it takes to make us happy. So maybe we can see some win-win here. We can see some synergies. And if people actually start talking to each other, they will actually understand, hey, you know, we got the same problems. We're facing the same challenges. We're having the same kind of ideas and the same kind of plans. Why don't we work together? Why don't we talk more often, you know? That's what your BBT trustee will tell you. But if he only sees the 2 lakhs which you're still owing him from previous administration, you know, then why should he send books to Sri Rangam? I mean, it's obvious. If you would owe me 2 lakhs, then why should I send you more, you know? You have shown not to be trustworthy or not to cooperate. Then why should they send more? But if you tell them, look, we know it's there. There is a debt. We're going to take care of it. This is our plan. It will take us 6 months, it will take us 12 months, it will take us 2 years, but this is our plan. This is how we're going to do it. Then they will actually start, you know, you can actually feel some communication there. What else can you do? You can just get on the internet and put out a lot of bad air, a lot of texts, you know. Oh, BBT is not doing anything for us. They're not giving us whatever we need, you know. These guys are really bad. Why don't we start our own South Indian BBT, you know? After all, North and West, you know, they're all in Maya. They're all corrupted by the Western way of life. We are the pure followers of the pure Dharma, you know. So why don't we just print our own books, you know? We make Andhra BBT and Kerala BBT and Tamil Nadu BBT. I mean, there's some people who think like that, right? Why should we pay taxes to these guys over there in Bombay? We can do it. The books are here, you know. We can print it for half price. Huh? Ever heard these ideas? Ever heard these arguments? Now what does it lead to? Disintegration, opportunism, division, fractions, court cases, lawsuits. You study the history of the Gaudiya Math. You have all of that. The whole wide spectrum. Now why did Srila Prabhupada wanted us to cooperate? Because it's communication, cooperation, love and trust. If you don't have communication, you don't have cooperation. If you don't have cooperation, you don't have love and trust. If we don't talk to the devotees, we can't work together with the devotees. If we don't work together with the devotees, we cannot trust the devotees. If we cannot trust the devotees, we cannot love the devotees. How many here trust somebody else here to the extent that you would give them your car key, your house key, like your that. Checkbook, your credit card with PIN code? Huh?
I don't have anything.
Your email and password? Huh? Now a lot of hands went down.
Some hands.
You know, like trust has its limitations. We'll get more into that later on. This is just to get your appetite going, you know? So forgive me if I'm a wild radical, but we have to discuss about the real issues here. We're not just talking cosmetic, you know, kind of stuff. But this is like, we're discussing war here. We're discussing strategy here, how to fight against Maya. And if I don't trust you, then how are we ever going to fight this war? Because my life depends on him, and his life depends on me. That's how it is. That's the bottom line. And if we can't depend on each other, then we'd rather just as well go home. That's what it's all about. You can't fight Maya. You can't work from a position of strength, from a position of authority, if you cannot trust the devotees you're working with. Now if you say that that's not the case right now, well then what are we doing to change that? Maybe we should get together and have these kind of, you know, heart-to-heart discussions. What would be required to create that kind of trust? You know, like accountability, regular assessment, open ways of communication, be able to reveal one's mind, constructive criticism, ability to admit mistakes and to rectify them, all that kind of stuff is required. Because otherwise, all of a sudden you have the scenario where the emperor is wearing no clothes. You know the story from the emperor who wears no clothes? But nobody's allowed to say anything. And he walks around with no clothes on until one kid says, "Hey, that guy's naked." Everybody goes, cracks up laughing, you know? That happens because we have not allowed ourselves to develop a culture where we can trust and depend on each other. That's not a culture of criticism, it's not a culture of fault finding, but it's a culture of supporting, assisting, and helping each other to grow. So, that is very much required. Otherwise, it would be very hard to get anywhere. Because otherwise it's always, okay, the problem is there. Now I got a question. Who owns these problems? You know, if you have a problem, you say, hey, it's not my problem. It's BBT's problem, right? It's ISKCON's problem. It's GBC's problem. It's the Guru's problem. It's, you know, who owns the problem?
All together.
Us, we, all together. We own the problem. So who should come up with a solution?
We all together.
Us. Because who does it affect? Us. Basically speaking, the buck stops here. We're all sitting in the same boat, and some of us are rowing, and some of us are cooking, and some of us are beating the drum, and some of us are, you know, getting the water out so we don't sink. But it's a teamwork. It's a team effort. Okay, I'll try to say less in the future, because otherwise we'll really get nowhere. So you made 2 points. Let's move on to the next group. Thank you for that. Are you satisfied with this advice, with these points?
Yeah.
Okay.
The BBT price, books price are very high.
Price of books are very high. BBT price, very high. Okay, what's your solution? I will only speak if nobody else has, you know, any solution.
The dude told why prices are high from BPT. They told like people are not paying on the time. That's why they have to pay interest for the interest or high price for papers. They're getting more money.
So what do you suggest as a solution?
Pay very soon.
Pay in time.
Or pay in advance. Somebody.
Yes, in the back.
So as such, when we think about the prices, it's only a mental block rather than the real. Because the BBT is sure is not going to charge exorbitantly. They're going to work out within their cost and for them to survive and the needs, basic needs. So we must be convinced that the BBT is not our betrayer.
The BBT is not our
betrayer.
Betrayer. They will not betray us. They will not try to, you know. Because otherwise, if your supplier puts exorbitant prices, what happens? If your supplier has put too high prices, what happens? You'll not have customers. That's bad business.
Like for example, each temple commits certain number of books, 1,000, 2,000. Like that, all the temples can give a big number, and then if it goes to the printer, we can get less.
Get a better price.
Better price.
Is the BBT ready to do that?
Well, we should discuss.
I know they're doing that all over the world.
They're doing it, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course. They're smart people. But you know, if you tell me to keep 50 titles in stock and you order 500 and 200 and 1,000 and 2,000 and like that, then the prices are going to be pretty lousy. But if you tell me we want 10,000 of this, 20,000 of that, and 5,000 of that, I can go to the printer and say, look, for this whole year, we're printing this many lakhs books. What's your best price? And you go to all the printers and you get an actual quote, which is actually reasonable.
We have example with Tamil BBT. One particular temple, every year they give in advance the money to print books, and they give their quantity also, huge quantity, so that they are getting less than some, almost some 12 to 13% less than the regular price. So that if every temple can plan, and as Chaitanya Prabhu Vedan Chaitanya Prabhu suggested that. So all together collectively we give, definitely we'll get less price. And also BBT is not, it's a BBT price is more means it is really not correct word. Even we can see in our temple courtyard in Mayapur or in any other places where there is a book tables and displaying all around, BBT books are actually more cheap. And other books who are printing, that is quite costly, 20-30% more it's costly. So this is what I have experienced. Maybe some few very less quality books may be cheap, but
we'll discuss about them later on. I'm sure the point will come up with Gorakhpur and Gita Press and this and that. That will come up. That's a different issue. But do you all agree that for the kind of quality which BBT produces, the prices are moderate? They're moderate. They're not exorbitant. They're moderate. Anybody else feels not like that? Anybody feels like it's exorbitant? It's over the top? Okay. Next point.
Not studying Prabhupada books.
Who is not studying Prabhupada books?
Distributors.
Distributors. Okay. What do you do about that?
Not only distributors, all the devotees.
All the devotees. What's your solution? Come on, you're the doctors here. We got a patient here who's severely sick. He's suffering from a severe type of disease. Not reading Prabhupada's books. How are you going to cure him?
Not studying Prabhupada books.
Vaishnavs, be merciful. Examinations? Fixed time, a lot of time. What else? Group reading. What else? Come on, ideas. Throw it out. Shastra courses, regular kind of, you know, Bhakti Shastri, Gita course, Ishapanishad course, this course, that course. Regular seminars. You can make Shastra, you can make sadhana cards where people have to note, like Mangalarti attendance, you have to note reading and these things. What else?
Some guidance, what books to read, Srila Prabhupada books.
Some guidance, which books to read, what's a good system.
A good system to go about.
The individual commitment for the devotee. And how does that happen? Comes from within. From realization. If they see that all the senior devotees are actually shastric, they're actually reading Prabhupada's books. They're giving the example. They're quoting from the books. They're giving class. They're not just sitting in office and having the keys. I'm not saying anybody's doing that. But sometimes, you know, the tendency is like that. Senior devotees, we just go for meetings. They just show up for meeting and then they leave. And in the program, nobody's there. Then the young devotees figure out the goal of life is to be able to attend meetings. Not, you know. But if they see all these guys, they're going to program, they're giving Bhagavatam class, they know the Shastra, they say, hey, that's what we should be doing. Ultimately, the responsibility lies with each and every individual. And we can't police. But still, we can put all the systems in place so people are encouraged in their regular study. Now, I strongly suggest that especially for the brahmacharis, you have a very fixed program of reading, which is monitored. And later on you can do it in whichever way, you know, through seminars, through groups, through courses. It's a big problem. It's a big problem in our movement. Srila Prabhupada said, I only have one criticism to my disciples. They do not read my books enough. That's the only criticism he had. No others. Prabhupada was reading his own books. No, he was the man, you know. He knew it all. He wrote those books. He came down from the spiritual world. He walked the talk. You can say he doesn't need to read, right? I mean, he's the author. Does any author read his own books? No. Prabhupada read his own books. He was very happy hearing the books. Why? Because he said that these books are being dictated personally by Krishna. He's very happy to hear from his own books. So we should never think that we're beyond reading. Okay, I've done Gita 10 times or I've done Bhagavatam 3 times and now that's it. You know? Time. I've moved on to the next level. This is our life and soul. This is where the juice comes from. This is where all the rasa, all the inspiration comes from. This is where we get our drive, our power, our ammunition. Any other points? Weekly counseling by seniors. So you have a counselor system or a mentor system or Bhakti Vriksha, whatever you want to give it the name, whatever name. The name is not really that important. But there has to be some counseling, some system of where senior devotees share their experience and give counseling to juniors. Who thinks that this is important? So can we institute this? It's already there in an informal way. You know, you have your Sankirtan teams with your leader. You have your group teams with their department head. You have the president with his department heads. It's already there. The structure is already there. Just we're doing the formalities, but we're not doing so much the nectar, you know? We're doing the hard work, but we're not doing so much the sangha, the katha, and the association part. So that is to be started. Thank you. Next group.
The first one we had is about health.
Health?
Yeah, weather, back pain.
It's a challenge for the book distributors. Okay, any solution to health problems? People having back problems, people getting sick, people not having energy. How do you deal with that? Awareness programs for health? Okay, what else? Come on, people. Work with me, people.
Exercise.
Exercise. Yoga.
Yoga.
Regulated
life.
Regular.
Regulated life.
Regulation in their lives, yes.
Diet, proper diet.
Proper diet. Not only if you're sick, but in general. Because remember, you are the leaders. You make the rules. You decide whether you people are going to eat 3 times rice per day. Or you decide on the menu. You decide what gets cooked, what gets offered. It's your choice. What else?
Proper rest.
Proper rest.
Dynamic kirtans.
What else?
Most of the devotees face gastric problems like by not having water at the proper timings. So they may be waiting for the prasada, but they avoid drinking water. So
yes, definitely. So many devotees are dehydrated. And because of dehydration, so many types of illnesses are occurring. Some movement, finally. Thank you for that. What else? Oh, healthy devotees of the Lord. Regular checkups. Support systems for those who actually get sick.
Reducing the belly.
Reducing the belly. What else? That you actually have yes. Healthcare department, yes. What else? To have health insurance for the devotees. Okay. Are you happy with that?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, next point.
And too much temple services.
Too many other services in the temple. That's why book distribution doesn't happen. Conflicting schedules, conflicting timings, no more energy, you know. What's your solution?
Make more devotees.
Make more devotees, yes. But it's a vicious circle. It's like you only have few devotees. In order to have more devotees, you got to send those out. They can't go out because they're doing the thing. Proper time management, yes. Priorities, yes. What else? Come on, the solutions are here. Just dig them out. Spit them out. Everybody can do something. Everybody can do something for book distribution. Okay, what else? Rotation system, yes. What else?
Appraisal programs,
okay. Somebody taking note of these things? Can we have a scribe? Somebody who's fast in writing? Okay. Good. Are you happy with those answers?
Yes.
Okay. Next.
Less,
don't
less
say the same thing if it already has been mentioned, and just cross it off on your list.
Less results, less expenditures.
That's like
more expenditures. Okay.
That sounds like a sutra. Can you explain the sutra?
You can explain, Paul? Less results and more expenditures.
That's a problem. Small results but big expenses. So what do you do about that? Any solutions? Any other solution? Come on, you're all very practical people. If in your business you have more expenses than you have income, what do you have to do?
You should have the consciousness of that what I'm doing. More planning.
Proper strategy, proper planning. What am I doing here? Like sometimes we send a devotee out to do a book table somewhere and he spends more money than he actually brings back. Has it ever happened to you?
Yeah.
And then the managers go and scratch their heads and say, look, I mean, this doesn't make sense. Yeah. Microphone, please. No, you got to keep that one. Bring the other one up. Okay, give that over.
Hare Krishna. In the beginning, I had this experience with one particular devotee. I wouldn't like to name him. You know, so he used to go on Sankirtan, in Govindaraj temple. In 1 week's time, he had the night boots. the white night boots with the heavy socks.
Nike boots.
Yeah, night, you know. What do you call it as? The international boots, you know.
Nike
boots. And then the next week, he had a beautiful Ray-Ban cooling glasses.
Ray-Ban, sunshade.
And the third week, he had a hat. The new dress, new bead bag. With the hat, with the cooling glass, with the boots, is to go for Nagar Sankirtan. Umbrella, Ramabrata, you remember? An umbrella.
Pakka Brahmachari.
And the output for the day was just something like 30, 40 rupees.
Outcome was 30, 40 rupees per day. No gold watch, no.
I stopped it.
Oh, you stopped it.
Put him in the kitchen.
Sometimes you have to pull the plug. Huh? Okay, solutions to this problem. You have to have regular assessments. You have to have checks and balances. You have to sit down with your people and say, look, we'd love to go to this place, but it takes 1 week to drive there. And you will spend more money than you actually make. So it's bad business to lose money on business, right? Then you'd rather just sit home and chant Hare Krishna and save yourself the headache. Isn't it? So we don't mind spending money for preaching, but book distribution should be at least self-supportive. We don't need to make crores, but let book distribution at least be maintaining itself, the devotees, and the facilities. Yes. Yeah. Crowd, place, people, training, all these factors have to play a role. Now in the beginning, initially, you have to be a little lenient. You have to be a little liberal. Okay, let him come up, you know. Let's give the guy 4 to 6 months. After that, if he's still doing 2 books and spending 100 rupees a day and bringing 50, then, you know, we'll have to put him in a different service. Okay, next point. Next group, move, yes, please.
We had the overpowerment of the books from the other religions. Like in Maharashtra, we have the Vanvarkari Sampradaya, and people said that there is one book called Naneshwari, and they said in the whole Maharashtra, the faith is the Naneshwari is Bhagavad Gita. It's such a tough competition to do. It's like they have a strong faith, Naneshwari is Bhagavad Gita. And
okay, any solutions that from our esteemed members? Create awareness about Prabhupada. What else? I mean, come on, distributors. This is a practical problem here. I'm sure you have heard this argument before, no? So what's your solution? What's your answer? I want to hear from you, from the boys in Saffron, the boys on the street, in the temple, bookstalls. How do you reply to this argument? Okay, our books are better. What else? Conducting Hare Krishna festivals. What else?
Presenting properly our philosophy.
Presenting our philosophy properly. Come on, we got a real issue here. Work with me, people.
More Lokanath Maharaj, Bhagavad Sattva.
Okay. Yeah. We need more empowered preachers. We need more empowered preachers who go out there and who really rock the boat, who really make some impact, you know, on the masses. That's required. Public awareness on all levels. Okay, if you have points, please share them with the group. There's a microphone there.
Regular
padyatras. Regular padyatras. What else? You had a point you'd like to share. Mic is not working. Don't turn the mics off, just leave them on.
This Bhagavad Gita as it is written by Prabhupada actually is from Jnaneshwari Sampradaya. His guru is Prabhupada.
Is it true?
No, we can tell like that.
Then if it's not true, why should we tell it? Huh? Sometimes they will take, yes, but then sometimes they will get very upset and angry. What else? Okay, too many side discussions. We like to focus here. We got a serious problem. We have a patient who is suffering, who is ill. We have to solve that dilemma, that scenario, yes.
We have practical guidance. If you read Bhagavad Gita, you can go all over the world. You can and learn, and you can practice. We have guidance throughout. So many centers are there. You get guidance to follow the Bhagavad Gita.
Okay. Instead of criticizing, you show them the positive benefit of Prabhupada's Gita and of ISKCON.
This problem is there existing in every regional place. Some people want Devi Bhagavatam. Some people are interested with Nalayaram Diva Prabhadam, like that, etc., etc. But Bhagavad Gita is a very clear instruction. It has from 7th chapter to 10th chapter different features of Lord Krishna. So that it is very easy. If you go through all these incarnations, you will get that clear message that we can convince the people.
My experience is that we can say, you can read that book, you take one more Bhagavad Gita and you compare. And my experience is when with your happiness, with your bliss, you convince them to take Prabhupada's book.
Okay, thank you. You had another point and let me move on. Yes, 2 points over here.
So actually they are by presenting philosophy and increasing the more book distribution, surely that will come down. Because we experienced, I think it's 8 years back, we used to hear always Makarandam, Gita Makarandam. Now we are seeing the book tables, that word I am not hearing much. So by presenting the philosophy properly and by more increasing the book distribution, so surely the more awareness of Prabhupada Bhagavata will be there.
Okay, thank you for that. Next one.
Explaining about the genuinity of our books, that they are in Guru Parampara, it's genuine.
Okay, thank you.
As it is.
Okay, other points, and then we move on to the next. He has one more solution, and then you give your next point.
People have no knowledge about
Krishna. Don't speak to me, I have to speak to her. It's not my problem.
Actually, people have no knowledge about Krishna. So therefore, we are conducting a lot of programs about Krishna is the only Supreme Personality of Godhead like that. We make a mandapam program and issue notice and all. And there we can put a book table. From there we can distribute books and all. And people get so much knowledge about Krishna as the only Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Okay, thank you. Next point.
Yeah. Normally people say they have no time, no money. We have it and we know. These four common things.
No time, no money. We already have it and we know everything. Okay, any solution to these problems? Have you ever heard these arguments before? Huh? That sums it all up, right? Okay, so now we'd like to hear from you. Come on, it's action time here. You have to earn your lunch, you know? If you don't put in your effort, then I don't know what the cooks will do. So, how are you dealing with this scenario? Any arguments? Somebody says, no time. You don't have time till your death.
You're reading newspaper, bad news, magazine, bad news, Bhagavad Gita, good news.
Okay, what else? Short and snappy, keep it short and snappy, just like you would tell it on the street or... Come on. Sleeping time is over now. Action time is required. I'd like to hear from you, from the distributors. You're hearing these arguments every day, dozens and dozens of times. What do you do? What do you react? You just take it and you say, okay.
I also told the same thing. Now, after I understanding this is important, I get time for it.
Okay, what else?
If they have already, we can ask them to give someone as a special gift.
Okay.
We show them the latest issue of BTG. We tell them, see, you couldn't have had this. It just came out.
What's the... About?
No, the point is they say we already have.
Okay.
Then we show them this BTG just came.
Okay.
So you couldn't have had it.
Yes, because it just came out.
And
so you can't have it.
Yeah,
so it's
some
new.
People take it.
Okay, good. What else? What else? Come on. Boys.
We can always tell them, okay, you can have a new one. The old one you have, we just like have a new car, new vehicle, new dress.
Okay.
New.
Yes. Okay, what else? What else? Just bring points.
As you said yesterday, we can compare the rates of other books. We can tell them that it's much more cheaper compared to other books.
Okay, what else?
Take it as a gift for someone else.
Take it as a gift. What else?
Even though you already have to keep this Bhagavad Gita in your house, that is auspicious.
Keep the Gita in your house, it's auspicious. What else? Going for temple construction, is that true? Okay. What else?
Sometimes it is the wrong priority of the customer. We have to study his mind. What is his real priority is?
Did you hear that? So many times people just throw out so many arguments, but that's not the real problem. The real problem is something
hidden behind.
Hidden, something behind.
So you have to dig it out.
So you can answer as many arguments as you like. It's not going to change his mentality. So what's the solution?
So we
get to the bottom of it.
Yeah. We have to find out what his real intention is, avoiding that.
Okay. Sense. That means you have to separate the sincere from the insincere.
Yes.
There's some people, they just come to talk. There's some people, they just come to argue. And they will never really be interested. They call time wasters.
Yes.
And then there's people who have serious concerns.
Yes.
Now all these points, no time, no money, this goes on to time wasters. After all, this person is just coming here to... So he's spending at least two or three days, no? For his pilgrimage. So if somebody's up on the hill and he tells you, I don't have any time, what does that mean? That means either this person is really stupid or he thinks you are really stupid. Because this argument is really lame. Because he just puts in two or three days to go up here, to do this. Like people sometimes say, they're waiting somewhere for an hour or two, and they say, I don't have time. It doesn't make any sense. So you have to get past the smokescreen. You have to get past the external arguments and see what's the underlying mentality. So if the underlying mentality is the person is not really sincere, person is not really interested, don't waste your time. But a lot of times what happens is the devotee is not really able to impress the person with their presentation. And that's why they brush them off. You know brushing off? Just, you get brushed off by these type of arguments. That's what's happening. So the real problem is not the public who is making up excuses. What's the real problem?
The preacher himself. He must know how to handle and present the product.
The preacher doesn't know how to handle and present the product. What else? We don't have the conviction. We don't have the spiritual strength. We don't have the faith that this will actually make a difference, that this is actually important. When people tell me I don't have time, I just answer to them, I also don't have time, you know. I'm a really busy person, but I take my time for important people like you. So if you think you can also spare some time for me, then, you know, let's do this. Otherwise, like that. So put them on the spot. If they say, I don't have money, you ask them, how much money are you spending on your pilgrimage here? Yeah. You know, 2,000 rupees, 5,000 rupees, 10,000 rupees, how much money are you spending here? Now we're talking here 50, 70, 100 rupees for a book. So, put things in proper perspective. Ask them, how much is your monthly expenditure? Just, you know, be a little daring. Ask them, okay, how much are you spending here for hotel, for food, for gifts, for clothes, for this, for that? And then, oh, okay, all right, fine, you know? Because if you catch them, but not too heavy, just a little bit, then sometimes you can turn them around. But if they're in the insincere category, it's not going to happen. Just don't waste your time. Just say, thank you very much, have a nice day. Thank you. Wonderful. Nice meeting you. Hare Krishna. Because you will hear arguments like that the whole day. But what does it usually mean to me? It means I have not chanted my rounds properly. I have not read Prabhupada's books properly. I have not associated with devotees in a favorable way. Because I cannot penetrate. I cannot get through to this person. I'm still dealing with the ahankar. I'm still dealing with the smokescreen, with his defense mechanisms. Otherwise, these arguments would not even come up. If you're a powerful preacher, if you're actually connecting with the people, nobody will tell you, I don't have time, I don't have money, I don't have this, I don't have that. These arguments will just not come up. Or very less, very minimal. So, don't think that the problem is out there. See that the problem is here. The problem is with us. Any other additional comments to these problems, scenarios? Yes.
There is one scenario, sometimes when we are standing in front of temple, some VIP comes or some police, I mean senior official comes. So we usually try to impress upon him that, see, you are a respected person in the society. And so we can take Bhagavad Gita. Sometimes they say, we have Bhagavad Gita. Then we say that if you take now, so many people will say that you are taking, and then by your taking, others will get inspired and purchase. So sometimes they reciprocate and...
Very good point. Yad yada charati shreshtas tatha deveta rojana. Lord is saying, whatever an important man does, the whole world will follow. You are an important person. You're a VIP. So Lord is saying you have to show proper example. So, please take. I beg you. Please, take. Many times they will reciprocate like that.
Also, generally, they are in their own world. They come from outside and their mind is not tuned. So you have to give them a little time to tell what they want to tell. And then slowly, by your influence, by your attachment to Bhagavad Gita, then automatically they change. And
did
they
you hear that point? Sometimes the person comes to your stall or to the temple, and you just have to let them talk a little bit, because that's what everybody wants to do. Whether they come to your office or to your book table or to you personally, you have to let them talk a little bit, and then after that, slowly you can start presenting things. Give them a little bit of time, like that. Don't be too forceful. Sometimes we immediately want to rush in there. Make that sale. Boom. Take it. And the people are not ready because they're somewhere else. They're not yet connecting with you. Okay, these are all different points. We move on. Next group.
Sometimes permissions from police are public.
Permissions from police?
Are public. Some municipal departments are...
Okay. How do you solve that? Revati Raman Prabhu, how do you get all the permissions here from the temple?
We make a requisition letter to them.
You make a requisition letter. And go talk to them. You go talk to them. You make good rapport. You know who
gifts,
is who likes
gifts.
Us. Give them gifts.
Bring them to our festivals.
Bring them to festivals. Did you hear that? Haribal? We're talking to you. Did you hear? You just got the solution, but you missed it. Did you hear it?
Already give permission letter.
Okay.
But basically, the need of awareness, what is required. When we go out and make tables on place, we must be aware of what is the permission.
So you have to have a strategy. So what do you do for strategy? You look who is already doing it successfully. And you ask him, how is it being done? And then you copy it. It's not that you have to reinvent the wheel in every place and situation. So wherever somebody is already successful, you can copy the success. Okay? Next point.
Difficult to catch the hip crowd like college boys and girls, college students.
It's difficult?
To catch the...
Youngsters, younger generation. Who has a solution for the younger generation? Conduct? College programs. What else here? How do you catch the youth? Okay, go to the colleges. Go straight right in there. Not always successful, but sometimes might. You have to try. What are the solutions?
We are comparing them, engineering college students or medical. You compare Western lifestyle of Indian lifestyle. What is better? You see the divorces. You see the bad habits. You don't study Bhagavad Gita. And immediately, in 5 minutes, they change. They take a book.
Okay, what else? Solutions. Students, we want to recruit new people here. We need more manpower. How do we go about this? We got to talk to the intelligent class of men, yes?
Cultivate the youth when they come to our temple.
Cultivate the youth when they come to our temple. So many times people come to our temple, nobody's there except the Lord. Yeah. They walk in, they see the Lord, they walk out, and they're gone. Because everybody's busy out preaching, right? Well, when they come here, nobody's there to take care of them. That's really stupid. isn't it? Somebody should be there talking to all these people. See how we can serve them. Yes.
Use some youth to preach.
Use the youth to preach to the youth. That's very good. Very powerful. Huh? Fight same with same, you know? Because it works well. You got the old guys and the old guys. You got the young guys and the young guys. You got the ladies and ladies. It works well because they can talk to each other in the same language. They understand. Yes.
Use the technical way of preaching, like not in more philosophical or scientific way.
Scientific way, whatever the student's mindset is. Whether it's logic, whether it's science, whether it's business, whether it's psychology, whether it's medicine, whatever they're into. Present Krishna consciousness in a way that they can relate to it. Because they may have a little more modern mindset. Modern means Western, means degraded. So you have to know how to talk to them. It's a different thing than when you're up on the hill doing the book table for the pilgrims. You know, they're very challenging. They're very arrogant. So you have to know how to deal with them.
While preaching to the students, first of all, we should explain about our educational qualification.
Your educational qualification.
Then they will attend to hear.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, Mataji, last point and then we move on. Okay, have books which are suitable for the students. Laws of Nature, introductory books, scientific books. Okay, good. Next point, please, from this group here. Huh? Yes, please.
So, last year we attended Radheshwar Prabhu's youth preaching training course, actually. He conferred.
Speak loud and clear, otherwise we can't hear you.
Last year, we attended Radheshwar Prabhu conducted a youth preachers training course.
Mm.
So, he confidently, he openly, he gave the solution. He has very successful way of doing youth preaching. So, he's confidently selling by doing this in each temple. Surely he can get 40 brahmacharis and then a span of 5-6 years. So after 4 years, constantly the brahmacharis will come to the temple and a nice congregation. He has a strategy I has given. Simply just copying it will be very successful.
Did he hear that?
Yeah, because
did he get that point? No? Were you listening?
So,
Oh, you're studying your next point. Just to sum it up, Radheshyam Prabhu gave a seminar on youth preaching, on strategy. So you see what they're doing in Pune, in all their satellite centers. I just came from there. In Pune alone, they have 75 college programs a week. 75 every week. Individual college programs. And that's only Pune. They have maybe 5 or 6 different IITs and different places where they're active. So what do you think? Can this be done in South? I mean, he is from South. He's one of your boys, you know?
Yeah.
They just captured him in Pune, so that's why he's stuck over there. But the brain is coming from South. So if he can do it there, why can't we do it here? Right?
With
I mean,
a deki,
what is a deki? What is a deki doing? It's husking rice. Whether you put it in South or in North or you put it in Heavenly Planet, it does the same thing. So if you have something which works, you duplicate it.
Yeah,
but the tendency is always we think, oh, no, here it's completely different. You know, everybody's totally different. We have to use different approach, different mindset. You might adapt certain details. But the principles stay the same. Huh? Also, education is pretty much standardized all over the country, up from a certain level up. So you know the mindset, the expectations, the mentality, the problems, it's pretty much the same. It's pretty much standardized all over the country. So you can just take the formula and apply it.
It's very simple, very nice, very wonderful strategies are there. Simply by copying it, in each temple, they'll get nice, like the wonderful brahmacharis, nice youth.
Thank you for that. We'll speak more about that, integrated preaching strategies and how to implement strategies. That will come up more on day 5. Would you like to move on to your next point?
While preaching and distributing books to Matajis, opposite sex attraction is some creating problem.
Okay, any solution to that? Any solutions?
Strong sadhana.
Strong sadhana. What else?
Reading books.
Reading Prabhupada's books. Have proper understanding. What else? What else? Come on.
Brahmachari classes.
What else? Compassion. Being teams, being groups, what else? What do you do? See the soul, everybody searching for Krishna. What else? Have other services. Yeah.
See them as mothers.
See every female as mother. Okay? What else? Okay, reveal your heart and mind to the devotees, get good counsel. Sometimes, you know, do some pujari service, balance it, not always do the same thing.
With the mood of compassion.
Have a mood of compassion, yes.
Concentrate on the subject of while you're explaining.
Okay. Me? Just got a note. Break time 11:30. So we'll continue on this topic at 11:45 after the break. You feel this is interesting? You feel you get some interesting points here? Okay. So please be back in 15 minutes while we carry on, because we have some ground to cover here. There is still some issues to be resolved. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Same. Same. So happy. Okay. Thank you for being back on time. Being so punctual. We're 30 seconds ahead of schedule. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki. All right, we're continuing with our challenges. And we'd like to hear from the next group. What are your challenges that you're facing? And everybody, please give full attention and give full input. Huh? From me? There is different ways of seeing it. There's different strategies. Yes. Okay. Hare Krishna, can we have your attention, please? Please, no more side talks because it distracts too much. In the West, it's a different scenario because there everybody's equal. And you can't, it's not this cultural situation like here. So you have to deal with everybody as an equal. You can make certain choices, but you have to take people as they come. In many places which are small places, people just come one by one by one by one. So you don't even have the choice on who you approach. You just have to deal with who comes to you. Definitely it's a challenge. Brahmacharis have to be educated how to see every woman as mother. How to deal with them in a very courteous, very polite, very respectful, but very sober and detached way. If, and that's not an if, it's more a question of a when. When you get difficulties, have a break from approaching women, it's required. Sometimes doing other services, pujari work, cooking, helping out in other services, you know, is also helpful. What is definitely good and of utmost importance is to have a very strong hearing and chanting environment amongst the book distributors where they are constantly absorbed in sadhana and they're sharing their realizations. And how was your day? Okay, what was the challenges you faced? Okay, and then get counsel and speak about it, reveal the mind. Because otherwise everybody stays on their own and it becomes very difficult. So different things can be done. Reading of Prabhupada's books, following strictly, these are all things which are required. And here in India, I feel that you have a very great advantage that you're in a cultural context where still there is some culture, there is some respect, there is some appreciation for the life of a monk, a renunciate, a sadhu. So there are certain things which you don't have to do. Like you don't have to shake hands with women. You don't have to, you know, answer these type of questions. Which sometimes in the West you're faced with, you know. You have to discuss. So you've got great advantage here. So never take it lightly. See it as Krishna's blessing on you that you can do this service here because it's the ideal life of a brahmachari, to be a book distributor and a preacher, especially in India. Tapasa brahmacharyena jamena cha damena cha tyagena satsochabhyam yamena niyamena va. All these activities, they're happening on book distribution. That's exactly what's cultivated. So it's the perfect occupation, it's the perfect training, the perfect service for a brahmachari. So we should make plans so that each and every student, each and every person who comes in contact with the Krishna Consciousness Movement gets the chance to experience this training. Because this is brahmachari training. And whether you're a brahmachari or a grihastha brahmachari, you still have to go through that training. So never take it lightly. Never think that this is something which you just do every now and then. This is really important. So that's what I got to say. Otherwise, you have to be more specific if you want to know more specifics. Then, of course, you know, there has to be a conducive lifestyle. What's your diet? What's your way of exercising? What's your way of keeping healthy? You got to keep your body, your mind, your senses, everything healthy and engaged in Krishna service. Many times we see brahmacharis are kind of careless in certain aspects. They stay up late at night, they eat huge feasts, they pack in so many sweets, and then there will be problems. Yes, that's just the way it is. That's the way how material nature works. So people have to be educated and they have to be helped and assisted so they can maintain proper Krishna consciousness in all phases of life. So it's the duty of the seniors to care and guide and inspire and counsel the juniors. Sometimes the tendency is there that, especially amongst grihasthas, that one says, okay, there's a problem, all right, get married, that will be the end of the problems. But usually it's not the end of the problems, it's just the beginning of more problems. So one has to be a little careful. It's like if the brahmacharis are telling the grihasthas, okay, if you got problems, you know, why don't you just renounce? You just walk out and, you know, that's the end of the problems. But it doesn't work like that. So the problem is there's only one lack, and that's a lack of Krishna consciousness. So to see that we're all together in this, this is a family business, this is a family project, and the challenges, we're facing them together. So we have to help each other. So the grihasthas have to protect the brahmacharis have to protect the grihasthas, ladies have to be protected, ladies have to want to be protected, and they also in turn can protect their husbands. So Vedic culture is very nice because it's a culture of protection. But we have to allow ourselves to be under somebody's protection. Now that's the big question. Do we want to be protected? Or do we want to be independent players? I'm, you know, westernized. I'm old enough. I'm sophisticated. I can do it on my own. So ideally speaking, nobody is independent. Everybody's accountable to somebody. Even if you have your own business, your three kids, you're the president, you're accountable. And not just to God, but also to a few other people. And if you're the big guy, well then you better make sure you get some good friends around you. You get some counselors, you get some loyal opposition, you get some people who are there, who are helping you in your service, and who've got your back. So everyone has to build their own team. Now, for a junior, that's quite difficult because one is not in that mindset. And one is more in the mood of, okay, let's do this, I can do this, you know, let's just run. But then at one point, he doesn't run anymore because that's the nature, you know. It doesn't work like that. So like you can see in every team, when you're doing sports, you always have the trainers, you know, and the assistant trainers and the medical guy and, you know, so there's different people involved to make sure that they're keeping healthy and that they're keeping sane. Because the tendency is to go into extremes, to go overboard. So, mainly it has to do with dealing with the mind. You know, and the mind is a tricky kind of instrument. One has to be strict, but at the same time not break the mind. And that's an art. That requires maturity. And I think we have quite a number of mature devotees here. And they know the art of dealing with their own minds and dealing with the minds of others. And it means actually taking care of devotees. Because devotee care doesn't just mean you get, you know, prasadam three times a day and a place to sleep. But it means you have somebody who cares for you. If you have any type of situation, any type of problem, you can actually reveal it to somebody, and you will get proper counsel. And in this way, devotees can feel encouraged, they can feel sheltered, and they can actually progress in their Krishna consciousness. Now, some will progress through the ashrams, but we should all progress in Krishna consciousness. So the point is not whether you're a brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyasi, or a woman. The point is, are we Krishna conscious? Are we developing our desire for hearing and chanting? Are we developing our faith in the Sangha, in the association of the Vaishnavas? Do we have loving and caring and trusting relationships? Because if that's not there, especially amongst the brahmacharis, then very soon you'll find yourself in a householder situation. If you don't trust and care with the other brahmacharis, then you need a different environment. You need a different set of challenge. You need a family environment where you can learn what it means to care and to trust and to develop that relationship. There's also a whole lot of challenges there, but we have to go through this. We have to learn to depend and to trust and to care for other Vaishnavas. Otherwise, nasukam na param gatim. We cannot make it back up there. Because up there it's teamwork. Everybody works together. There's very clear rules. So that's as much as I can say to the topic, unless you want to be more specific. You know, it's a very broad thing. I think mainly devotees should be encouraged to read Bhagavad Gita on a daily basis. This is our main book of distribution. It should also be our main book of study. When you're a preacher, when you're a book distributor, read a chapter of Bhagavad Gita every day. In this way, devotees should learn the Gita. And Gita teaches you everything. How to deal with lust, with senses, with mind, with all the different scenarios that you encounter. Like all these points we're bringing up in these two classes, last one and this one, you boil it down, Bhagavad Gita, it's all there. All the solutions. You just study Prabhupada's purports. It's all there. But we'd like to hear from you what you got to contribute to this topic. Would you like to make an additional comment? It's okay? All right. So we move on to the next group. We'd like to hear from them. What are the challenges that you have encountered in your group? Please.
Ours. Yeah, it's ready. Hare Krishna Swamiji, what do you think about my son? He never carried his school bag and college bag. You made my son to sell books on the street. I don't like to send my son hereafter to your temple. Another people, you are sending my wife to on the streets to sell books. This is con people, you know. My wife went to the temple. Now they've given a lot of books to sell. What are the things going on?
Okay, what's your answer? How do you deal with this scenario? Swamiji, we need your mercy is required. Any solutions? I mean, it's an obvious scenario, right? Okay, how do you deal with this? Pardon me? Okay, that will not solve the problem, but it's kind of nice. Okay, next.
Generally, the teenagers going for book distribution is not recommended without the knowledge of the parents, especially. Because that is going to bring a very negative opinion about ISKCON. Especially if they are doing it regularly. Once in a while is okay. During marathon or sometime is okay, but not in a regular... You are talking about a congregation situation, right?
No, in general. It is not only which we have experiences that they are sitting. So they are not...
No, if they are already full-time devotees... Congregation. So you are talking about a congregation situation. We also faced similar problems. But it is better that if the parents know that this is a purification program for some nice
Bhagavad Gita Prachar for a few days. And if they know, then they'll be happy that their sons or whoever it is. Especially wife situation is more dangerous, because without the husband's notice, if the wife does it, it really backfires like anything. So both wife and husband doing it together is really a very winning formula.
So either wife and husband should go together, or if wife goes with other Matajis, she should have informed and have, you know, consent, have permission from husband to do that. Right?
So the, generally this marathon, so book marathon, actually it's not English marathon, it's a Hindi marathon. Marathon. Beating, marathon. So the thing is, there will be a lot of kind, different opinions and different tastes also in this. One is, biggest problem is price. Some temples offers, there is a time, so marathon time, we will reduce our prices, and then they will reduce some other price. And nearby the other temple will have the, they will not have any such chance or anything to do that.
Okay, different types of subsidies in the same location. You may have a city with two or three temples, and they all have different subsidies, and they all put bookstalls in similar places and locations.
Buy Bhagavad Gita on calendar free.
Yeah, different type of package deals. How do you deal with the scenario? Any solutions? Oh, expert managers. Please.
Hare Krishna. If there's no marathon, there'll be marathon. You know? Marathon is the most important thing. You know, it just gives a direction to all the devotees to go on book distribution. If you read this Nectar of Book Distribution, you know, there's a comment by you also, in the Europe and the Western countries, they used to have 5 to 6 marathons every year. That is Prabhupada's marathon, this is a December marathon, and they used to have Guru's marathon, and they used to have a summer marathon.
Gaur Purnim marathon.
You know,
Jamashtami marathon.
Keeps the devotees on fire, it's very good. Even we have here, like, you know, we have the summer marathon, we have Prabhupada's marathon, and Brahmoso marathon. Generally we have 3 marathons, and devotees, they bring out very good results, and they're happy also, one thing. Second thing, this price, the schemes. Like, say we have one scheme to distribute the books, another temple has, then you have to have a common ground, discuss, and like we had problems with Bangalore people on the hills. The last Brahmosams, Madhu Pandit Prabhu had sent some of his people here to the hills. Some of them got the permission from EBO, executive officer. They set up a table, and different rates. And they had a better scheme than us. That means one calendar free, one something else free. And that disturbed our devotees, and that disturbed our distribution. Then what happened? We know that generally it's like an opposite camp. But still we made a dialogue with them. We discussed, we explained. And they understood, yes, it's very sensible. Then we had an understanding. They distributed their books and we did it ours. And there's no confusion among public also. That way we can have a dialogue, discussion. Okay, thank you.
I mean here that marathon is not the problem. Before marathon, or we can have a regular strategy to conduct this thing. Definitely, marathon is really boosting like anything. As yesterday you were explaining that why only December is marathon every every day. In the whole year we can have the same inspiration, so that we can have. And particularly in our location, we have a junction here called Tiruvannamalai. So every Purnima, every month of, there at least some 3-4 temples will gather in that place. So different temples and different rates and different kind of reciprocations. Where our town is situated, it's a center. This way aside,
okay, the ISKCON rule. The ISKCON rule, yes, is as such. There is not maybe a written law on it, but it's just what we've come up with. It's the law of the land. It's the way how it works. Is that whoever has the local temple, the local center, they are the ones who have to initiate the dialogue, and they are the ones who are actually giving the rules. So if other people are not found that they're sensible, or they are communicative, then it may have to go to higher authority. Like in Europe, we had the rule that if you are distributing in the proper way, for the proper price, with the proper behavior, you can go anywhere. It's like if you have a farm, and I come, and I work your land, you would be happy, no? You're gonna get all the all the harvest. So if they want to come here and cultivate, fine. But if they want to come and burn the place to the ground and take the big chopper and just kill all the trees, then there we got a problem here. So then the local authority means the local temple. These are the people who are going to be there after the marathon once it's over. They're the ones who are responsible. And there is GBC involved. Now, if it's other groups who are beyond our control, we can only extend our, you know, friendship and our welcome and try to find dialogue. But if it's within our own people, then the big guys have to sit down together at a table once a year and have a strategy talk. And if that's not possible, because sometimes people are not rational, they're not sensible, then one has to go higher to their authority. And then usually it should be resolved. And otherwise, you still have the option of going through the BBT. Because if somebody's not playing along the rules of the game, they'll just not get any books. So there's always ways and means how to. But the first thing is, tell them, look, we're very happy you're coming and you're putting in the effort and you're trying to do some preaching and some book distribution. Let's see how we can do this best together. Like in Bombay, there's three temples. Chuhu, Chaupati, and Mira Road. Now in Dadar station, you sometimes got 7-8 book tables. In the same overpass, you know, 7-8 tables. You got to make sure people are giving for the same price and saying the same thing and having the same kind of... Because people are just walking around that stretch, you know, it's like a 5-minute stretch. And you meet 7 different guys selling the same product for a different price with a different type of a presentation, it's kind of a little bit bewildering, you know. So we have to have consistency. Otherwise, people will lose faith, devotees will lose faith, and it will be very disturbing. But if the managers have the proper attitude and have a service mood, I think it can be resolved. Maybe it means we start planning now for the December marathon, you know. Not in November, but now.
Yes, Guru.
Next point.
Yeah, next point is, nowadays the Christianity is dominating many places, particularly in South. Some places when we go Nagar Sankirtan, there will be threat. This is Saint Mary Nagar, you know. Why you came here? Don't come Harinam here. And then, Hey, Imam Bada hai, malam hai, jao. This Imam Bada, so you cannot cross. So for book distribution and also for Nagar Sankirtan, nowadays it is coming. All these days it was not there.
Okay, solutions to the problem. How do you handle this?
Hare Krishna, talk to the local councillor. You can talk to him and they can talk to that party. That is possible.
Okay, you heard that? Go one step higher, talk with the local council, or else avoid being in front of churches or mosques or in too close proximity. It can be avoided, so not a problem. There's enough people in enough places.
No, that care we are taking. We are not disturbing, yeah. Particularly we are not. Just we ourselves, we are keep going on. But some, you know, unworthy person, so just they will come under some... threaten, they go.
So then what do you have to do?
May I try to make friendship with them?
Friendship, prashad, what else?
Christians, Muslims, they don't touch. Prashad! Prasad, saitan hai, wo chhod do. No, sir. Even if...
Envious people should be avoided. That is the way how you show mercy to them. You just avoid them. Politely, but you just avoid them. Don't pick any fights. Just avoid them. It's not our business, yes?
Like in one class, I remember, I don't know which Maharaj, one Maharaj was giving a class here. He said, in the West, especially in America, many of these Christian people, they come to our Rath Yatra with the big, big placards, you know,
yeah,
with the banners, demons, don't join them. And they walk all through the Jagannath Rath Yatra. And finally, they're so tired, they eat prasadam and go.
In Los Angeles, every year, there is about 10 or 15 guys. One guy, he has a cow suit. You know a suit? He's dressed up like a cow. With like the big udder and, you know, the bell and the horns and everything. And he has a big sign, you know. Christian groups. Every year. They make big propaganda. And they walk with the parade. And at the end, they take prasadam. So they hear the holy name for the whole parade. And they take prasadam. And then they go home. And the people watch it and they think it's kind of funny, you know? Because the devotees just, you know, they don't care about them. It's just like this poor guy is walking around here in a cow outfit, you know? They just make fools out of themselves. So we only get into trouble if we start arguing. If we're on the false ego and we think, oh, I'm going to show this person. Otherwise, just... the dogs will bark, but the caravan will pass on. Okay, next group.
So, distraction due to paraphernalia.
Due to?
Paraphernalia. Too much paraphernalia.
Okay, distraction because of paraphernalia. What's your solution?
Give and give to paraphernalia.
Huh? Okay, good. What else? Solutions to the paraphernalia problem.
Separate book distribution and paraphernalia.
Separate it. Like in Mayapur, I know there is certain stalls which only carry books. Then other stalls who have the whole whatever. Separate it. I don't like brahmacharis selling, you know, gold chains and, you know, pictures and frames and statues and, you know, and there's no end to it. It's just not appropriate. It's more a business type of an endeavor. So let this be run by householders as a business, either for the temple or for themselves, either profit sharing or employed or whatever. It's a business. Let the brahmacharis preach. Because you can't have brahmacharis doing paraphernalia over prolonged periods of time. They will not last as brahmacharis. Doesn't matter what they're selling. Whether they're selling incense, whether they're selling Krishna pictures, whether they're selling frames, because it's not the brahmachari duty. You remember? You go back to the principles and values. Huh? So you have to go back to what is this person meant to be doing. Yajan, yajan, patan, patan, dana, pratigra. These are the six kind of activities of a Brahmin. So if it's not that, then you shouldn't be doing it. Simple. Same thing with running around with briefcases and, you know, checkbooks. It's not the occupation of a brahmachari to do that kind of activity. Even though some of us have done it. But it's not, it's just not conducive for the mindset. Because it's a different type of mentality. You go to people's homes, you know, listen to their stories, eat their food, stay out late. Your sadhana is all messed up. It's not conducive. Next.
And one devotee said, no stocks in the temple. They want to distribute, but there are no stocks.
No?
No stocks, book stocks.
No stock of books? What's the solution? Stock it. Make that phone call to Bombay. Say, okay, lorry here. Yeah, I've been to many temples. No stock, no go down, no manager, no books. One time I was in Brazil, Sao Paulo. Long time back, 15 years back. I came there and I said, okay, where's the book room? They said, book room? We don't have a book room. I said, I want to go out and distribute books now. They said, we don't have books to distribute. I said, where is the library? So then I took all the books from the library. I said, I'm going to punish you guys. So I sold all the books from their library. I took them and I went out and I sold them. I said, you guys, you know, you're too much. I fly here and you don't even have books. So I just sell all your books in the library. Next time you better have books. Yeah, you gotta, sometimes you have to fine people, you know, it has to be a fine. If there's no pain, no gain. So actually, every temple has to have a stock of Prabhupada's books. It's required. Next. Okay, almost all are covered. We continue. Do you have points which haven't been covered? Amit? Okay, we don't have to go around in the circle. Just whoever else has points which haven't been mentioned yet, please raise your hand and we'll try to cover them.
Personal.
One more here, okay.
So, no Sankirtan bus parties.
No traveling Sankirtan, no bus parties. What do you do? Buy buses.
Yeah, I bought one. We bought one actually.
Yeah.
You have bus now, we're thinking.
Okay. Yeah. After all, if Mayapur has 10 bus parties, you know, then why can't Tirupati have at least 3? You might have 10 or 12 stalls, that's great. But you might also have 10 or 12 buses at the same time. And in this way you can expand unlimitedly. That's wonderful, but still, you have brahmacharis, and brahmachari life means sometimes you have to hit the road, and you have to be on the move, because that's brahmachari life. Otherwise, it becomes a little too comfortable living in the big palace of the king. Sometimes you have to go out into Jharkhand, and face the lions and tigers and the coal miners and all these elements. Traveling is extremely important for renounced order of life. Traveling is extremely important. Okay, you say, yeah, I'm traveling up the hill and down the hill every day. In my nice AC vehicle, you know, with air conditioning and sound system. But that's not what we mean. We mean like traveling, you know. Means like buses, trains, by foot, walking, you know, it's good. It's good. So India right now, okay, to build up the book distribution in our temples, in our centers, is the first priority. It's a top priority. Because that's where everybody comes. And that's where we can actually interact and train people. But then, you know, there's 1.2 billion people in this country. How many of them can we reach from our centers? A few million? A few tens of millions? Maybe 100 million. What about the other billion people which don't live close to a temple? They're like more than 3 hours away from a temple. What about them? Tough luck, next life, baba. Huh? No, we have to do something in order to reach them too.
Maybe so many pilgrims are coming to Tirumala. A lot of villages surrounding Tirupati, they don't visit Tirumala regularly. And they don't come to temples also. They go once in a year to Balaji for Garudotsava.
Yeah, so somebody has to go to their village.
Yeah, villages. They can go to villages.
And I have heard reports in India that if you know how to deal with the village chief and the headmaster and, you know, the panchayat, and a couple of these big people are favorable, entire village will buy books. Everybody. I've heard reports. Whole entire villages become very favorable. And then they start, okay, you make Sangha, you have a program there, you stay maybe for a day or two, you have a big Hare Krishna festival. Very inspiring. And sometimes this is required, you know, because otherwise always to be on the stall, always to do the same thing. Sometimes you have to move a little bit, like I'm sure you're doing. You're moving devotees a little bit from stalls to stalls and different challenges.
Please, question. Now we have about 100 bulls. We'd like to have bullock carts.
Yes. Very good. So if you have bulls, you do bullock carts, you do small padayatras, especially the area around, which means like within 1-2 hours, 3 hours walking distance like that, this area you cover it periodically, regularly, and people will know.
Local padayatra, huh?
You know? They will know that these people are coming by and they're doing the program, and then they will come to temple, and in this way you develop the whole area.
And the bulls are engaged.
Yeah.
Bulls are engaged.
Yes. And the brahmacharis are also engaged. And books are distributed. Same. Yes. Yes, become sick and depressed. Okay, next points. We got some ground to cover here. Any more points? Additional points? Are you all satisfied? You have more points? No. What about you? More points? No. Ladies? No. Okay, back? No. Middle? Done. Here. Please. Not sufficient?
Regional translations.
Regional translations. So you need more books in regional languages. Okay, how do you solve that problem? Managers. Product development. How do you deal with this? You've seen there is a market, but we don't have any product. Then what do you have to do? So if there's a requirement, a local requirement, then the local temple should find out some solution to help BBT to fulfill that requirement. And I'm sure they will be happy to cooperate with you. What else?
Language.
Language. Meaning?
Other languages, we don't know much.
Okay, devotees don't speak the languages. How you deal with that? Learn it. Key phrases, yes. You know what you can also do? You can make like mantra cards in like the 12 major Indian languages. You make like a mantra card. The same mantra, the same thing which you say usually in your language, and you make that in the 12 languages. And then you laminate it. And you may have it in the local print so they can read it, and you can also have it phonetic, so you can just speak it. You know, like the Devanagari, we have like that. So you can speak it, and if he still doesn't get it because your pronunciation is not so good, you let him read it in his script. And you do laminations. It's not a big job. You just sit down together and you decide on what's the mantra, and then you get it translated in all the different languages. And then every stall has this lamination with a ring binder, you know? Then you have the 12 or 15 major languages. You think that would help? Okay, do it. We were thinking of doing that for all the international languages, but we just never got to it. It was just... has to be done. Especially in a place like here. Absolute must. You will increase. Other points, yes?
I want to add some more points with Prabhu's regarding the regional language. All these days we were not having particularly Telugu books in shortage. So ISKCON Tirupati, they have presented a very nice Vaishnava Gitavali, a book they have given, so that we are able to understand many of our Acharya's, Vaishnava Acharya's songs, the meaning. It is very easy to reach to everyone. In the same way, it's our request, many are writing Bhagavatam completes it in Telugu.
which still we are not able to offer to the public. So we are able to give only Tamil and English and Hindi. Kannada, now they cut down that other portions after Prabhupada, the translation. Now they are not printing. They are not supplying in Kannada. And
just now coming. So what you have to do is periodically you have to spread the news amongst your congregation. What's the project? What's the state? Which languages are coming? So you have to, you know, it goes both ways. Like you have to help the BBT, they have to help you. There has to be, you know, common policy and especially good communication, yes?
Regarding Kannada Bhagavatam, Prabhu, so we have only, we are getting 12 volumes. And how about another 6 volumes?
Well,
sorry?
How many volumes are there?
12. Up to that 10th canto, wherever Prabhupada stopped. So after that they are keeping other kinds of books. They are patch up like 18 volumes, they say.
The
they give.
Managers can approach Bombay to print the next 2 cantos.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
You know, it's like Christmas. You have to have a wish list. If you don't wish for anything, what's going to happen? You're not going to get it. In this world, you don't get what you deserve. You get what you negotiate. That's just the rule of the market. You have to, you know, the screw which squeaks the loudest gets the grease. The screw which makes most noise is the one who gets the grease, you know? So sometimes you have to make little noise. That's just the way it is. Huh? Okay, any other points? Yes. Improper or lack of teamwork and cooperation. What do you do about that? Any solutions?
Seminars.
Educate devotees. What else? Istagosti. What else?
Team spirit.
Create a team spirit. Dramas, skits, empowered leaders, dictators.
Try to develop their relations. Try to develop their relations so that teamwork.
Yeah. Try to develop relations so that teamwork will start. Basically, lack of teamwork means immaturity. People are very immature. Okay, do we have other points or have you exhausted all the challenges? Yes.
Shine.
There is one more mindless challenge in my area regarding book distribution.
Yes.
There is a lot of books and there is a Sankirtan van, but no devotees. This is the challenge I am facing. Is there any solution?
I think we already discussed lack of manpower, lack of devotees. We already discussed. I think you're in a very fortunate situation, Prabhu. You got books, you got a van, you got people out there who have money. This is wonderful. You got all the potential. Okay, there might be different ways how to go about it. If you put an advertisement in BTG, you know, we want book, what's the name of your place?
Pondicherry.
Okay, you put an advertisement in BTG or on Dandavat, Pondicherry wants book distributors. I'm convinced some Russians will come. Some Croatians will come, right? If you take care of devotees nicely, I guarantee you, you'll have people who come to distribute books. But you should grow them locally, because the people who come, they will also go again.
Locally, some congregations are helping, but not as very...
So awareness has to be spread. You know, whatever gets rewarded gets done. If people get money by life membership or by collection or paraphernalia sales, that what gets done. If you reward education, that gets done. If you reward college preaching, that gets done. If you reward and emphasize book distribution, that gets done. Energy goes where attention flows. You can write that into your books. Wherever you give attention, that's where the energy goes. So if you give it attention, then your energy will go there. And your problem will get solved. But if it doesn't get any attention, it will never really go anywhere. So we have to start talking about it. That's the first thing, that you start talking about it. Now I know in some places it's difficult because, you know, nobody really bothers. Nobody really minds it. Because they don't see how it's important in their lives. They think, hey, this is not paying my bills. This is not really making a difference to me. My temple is going on even without books, you know. Now for a short period of time, that might be true. But over a prolonged period of time, I don't think anybody in his proper mind can afford to make that statement that we don't need book distribution, you know. Because basically what we're saying to Prabhupada is, you know, I mean, hey, why did you waste your time, you know? Right? That's basically what one is saying to Prabhupada. And that's not a very nice thing to say, you know, that's quite offensive. Now we can work on that by spreading awareness. Just, you know, slowly, 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 you build it up. Yes.
Selling the books and getting maintenance for their temple means maybe it's also other way, like we are just using Prabhupada to maintain ourselves, not
Yeah, so it becomes like the pujaris who are using the Shalagram Shila to crack the nuts, you know. Same thing. Just becomes, okay, Guru has been very kind, he has given me a nice way of how to maintain myself, but there's no preaching spirit. We have to be very careful. We don't fall into this trap. Preaching awareness. But you know, preaching is not something you can legislate. You can't go and say, you have to preach now. Go out and be a preacher. You know? It's like, be ecstatic, Prabhu. Be blissful. It doesn't work like that. It's something which comes, you know? As soon as you have leaders who care, who inspire, who train, who show by proper example, then you have devotees who will follow and who will pick it up. You can have as many laws in your law books as you like. Nobody's going to care about it. Nobody's going to follow it. What are they going to follow? They're going to follow what you're going to be doing. Everybody follows the big guy. So if the big guy is doing it, like, let's face it, why are you into congregational preaching? Because your Guru Maharaj is into it. Why are you preachers? Because your Guru is a preacher. Right? So whatever gets done by example, that's what gets rewarded. That's what gets duplicated. So, on the other hand, who is thinking of, okay, now, so many people are dependent on me, so many people are following me, now, how many of us are thinking in such a way? Now, you might not be gurus, not now, not yet, but how much are we thinking like that? I have to be the example. I have to give the proper standard of behavior. That is required. You're thinking like that. Very nice. That's wonderful. That's great. Because in this way, the more disciples are starting to carry some of the load of the spiritual master, the more spiritual master can actually become free to just preach and write, and he doesn't have to get involved with all the management and all the headache. The more disciples he has who start carrying some of his burden. Because right now, he still has that, you know, carrying that big, heavy load of let's go all over the world and preach. But if he has some senior disciples who are doing that preaching, then he can be more in a few places spend time with writing and training devotees. But if nobody's doing the preaching, then he has to do it. Because that's his commitment to Prabhupada. That's his service. That's what he feels he has to do. So if you want him to be healthy, you want him to be more peaceful, then you have to start carrying some of that responsibility on your own shoulders. That's how it works. And in this way, you can all become instructing spiritual masters and liberate the people of your lands. Huh? Okay, thank you very much for your participation. Did you feel you got something out of this? Challenges? Good? All right, so do this in your Ishta Goshtis, do this in your Sankirtan meetings, in your Sankirtan van, in your management council meetings, amongst your sanghas. Discuss. Just brainstorm. Okay, what are the problems we're facing? And then let the others give their solutions. There's always a lot of good stuff happening. Okay, second lesson of the day. I like to discuss and have short presentations on different methods how to do book distribution. Now, it's not in your student handbooks, but what is in your student handbooks about dealing with external challenges, lesson 9 on page 20 and 21, you can read through this as your homework. Now, I'm not going to check your homework, not your skills and your assessment worksheets, because this is not a beginner's course. This is a more advanced course. It's like if you go to university. We just check your course attendance. That's it. You have to be self-motivated and you have to know what you're doing. I'm not going to check whether you do your homework. We also, the test is not very difficult. It's really up to every individual how you go about this. So homework for tomorrow, reading through the external challenges and ponder about it, you know. Now, I'd like to hear, because there's different ways, different methods, how one can distribute Srila Prabhupada's books. How many methods are there? Many? How many? Here they're doing 4 or 5. So he's saying 4 or 5 are going on, but there is many. Who has an idea? How many? Depends on our innovativeness. So the sky's the limit. It can be unlimited ways how you can distribute Prabhupada's books. Right? There's any situation, any circumstance, you can distribute Prabhupada's books. But if you're doing training seminars, you have to focus on the few major methods, the few major ways on how to distribute. They're usually the ones which work best in your local place. Like right now here, you got the tables, you got in the temple. What else you got? Railway station. One-to-one, marathons, book bags, and house-to-house. Okay. Okay, we get to that. So we already heard about these. Does somebody else have some major way of how books are being distributed right now in India? I can't hear you. Traveling parties, yes, and Shastradan. What else? Schools and colleges, yes. Gita contest, what else? Sponsorships. Parayatra. Corporate festivals. Other festivals. What else? Libraries. Ball quarters. Hotels. Okay, who would like to make a presentation? Short 3 to 5 minute presentation on one of these different methods. Boys, book tables. Just stand up, take the microphone, and tell everybody what you're doing. Because we have here the leaders of the South. So if you want to increase book distribution, these are the main principal ways how it can be made happening. Now I'm sure in each and every location you got temples, you got festivals, you got holy places all over South. So this can be duplicated. You just present the program. Stand up and speak so everybody can hear you. Not what you're saying and not sell a book to him, but you present the program of how you do it. What does it mean? What's happening practically? Like, I'm coming from Russia. And I've never been to India, I've never been to holy places. I got a temple in Russia, and I hear book tables. Okay, what's this? I hear books and I hear table. Now you got to explain to me. Tell me, what are you doing?
Now
loud and clear to everybody.
Actually, this place is a spiritual place. It is a temple town. So those who are coming for this place, they come with the spiritual mood. When they come to our temple, generally what we do is... See, you came for the spiritual purpose. So if you want to fulfill your spiritual purpose, you should take this Bhagavad Gita with you. Then they will tell you, we have already Bhagavad Gita. They will tell you, we have already another version like that. Then we will tell this is actually Bhagavad Gita as it is. As it is means it will give the as it is meaning of Krishna. Because so many commentators, they read so many Bhagavad Gitas, they give their own commentaries, but this is the commentary of Krishna. Then they will tell, actually, how much is the price? Then we will tell it is 200 rupees, now 70 rupees discount, 130. Nowadays 50 rupees discount, 150 rupees. Then they will tell it is too much cost. Then we will tell, actually it is a priceless. We are charging only the price for the book and pages and the binding. But what are the messages you get? This is a pure message from the acharyas. So, If you take this message, this is a priceless message, it will be useful for you throughout the life. Not only for you, for your children also.
Okay, thank you very much. What I'd like to know is how you set up this program, what you need. How you set up the program, not what you say.
So, recently for marathon we started 3 bookstalls. Near Kapil Tirtham and Srinivas Mangapuram and Srinivas complex. For that purpose, first I went to, this is a book marathon. Prabhupada likes this book distribution very much. So first what I did is I prayed to Prabhupada.
So that's it, you write down. Third thing is you pray. That's how it works.
That is what I did.
Because what they're doing works. So if you want to make it work, you have to follow the acharya. So first you pray. Second step.
So after I prayed, I went to Prabhu and I told my desire. Prabhu, I want to, because Prabhu is always telling we want to increase more book distribution. So I told already existing stalls, devotees are doing book distribution.
So you went together with your authority, you met and you discussed the strategy.
Yeah.
Okay, so next thing after praying is meeting with the leaders and discussing the strategy. It's called the game plan.
So Prabhu, next. So Prabhu gave the permission and blessings to me. So you can go.
So
and
you got permission and blessings from superiors.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Then I went to the TDD, Tirumal Tirupati Devasthana administration. And there, unknowingly, I got one friend there. And he is the main Gumasta there, clerk. So he told everything. In which way we have to put the letter. And who are all the people we have to go and cultivate. Who are the people we have to invite for the temple? He gave everything clear picture to me.
Okay, you went to the official and you asked him, look, this is what I want to do. How can I do this?
Before
and you got his advice. And he told you, this, and this. These are the main people. They make the decision. You work on them, you know. This guy likes music. This guy likes food. This guy likes gifts. Okay, you deal with them in this way. You'll be successful. And I put in my good word too.
Yeah. Always the subordinate people are very helpful for us, not the main people.
Supportive people, you hear that? It's not the big guys who are the ones who make it happen. It's the little guys who make it happen. Yeah. Because they're the loyal ones, they're the faithful ones.
So afterwards, I came to the temple and I told Prabhu, this is the way. So Prabhu gave me letter, requisition letter. So I went and I met EO, executive officer, and I gave the letter to him and I explained. So many other stalls also there, Ramakrishna Mutt and Satyananda. So our Hare Krishna stalls, this is in Tirupati. We have a big temple here. And we are also doing Anadana for your TDD schools also. So we are
requesting. So you went there with the letter and you discussed with the person and you told him all the good things that ISKCON is doing. We're doing prasad distribution, we're doing cow protection, we're having temple, we're doing Harinams, we're already distributing books in so many places, but we would also like to do it here, in these places. And you can help us.
Yeah. For Srinivasan complex, I did that. Then he took that letter and okay, Swami will see that. Finally, I gave prasadam to him. Then afterwards, after that day, I went to the office and I checked it. So he took that letter very seriously, that's why it is passed to the office. So day by day I am going and I am every day I am inquiring where is
the letter. How many days you have to go?
That I nearly took 10 days for me because it TDD, it will go, that paper goes to minimum 10 to 15 departments.
Did you hear that? That paper has to move 10 to 15 departments. So for more than a week he went every day to follow it up. You have to be on the job. This is like getting a passport, you know, in the writer's building, you know.
It's like you have to be on the job,
otherwise it doesn't happen.
Every day I met that Gumasta clerk. He will give the report to me. Where is that letter? So after one.
So he had his inside man. His inside man told him, letter is here, letter is here, letter is here. It's just now moving. So you don't leave it up to chance. You have to follow it through.
So after all the passings, finally the letter goes to the, went to the EO office. And that day, that letter is, I go there and I spoke with that clerk. He told Swamiji, today that letter is going to the Tirumala to EO. Then I went to the office and they told, just now in front of me they are packing all the letters. Then they told, now only this letter is going to the Tirumala. Then I prayed to Radha Govinda, Radha Govinda, this letter is going through you only. To the Tirumala Hills, please see that letter will pass.
Okay, write down. Persistent endeavor and pray again, constantly.
Because the letter is going for final decision.
Okay.
Then he signed that we can give the stall to him. So that letter came back and next day I went and that clerk told, Swami, everything is over. They allotted the land for you. So how much land you want, you can tell us. Then I inquired the authorities and I told 6x6 land we want. Then actually, I don't know that. They told that one more stall was there. That size is 6x6 inches. 6x6 feet. So I asked 6x6 feet. So immediately they gave. Immediately after 2 days, they allotted the land.
Okay, did you hear that? You have to know the specifics of the location. You have to know who else is there. How big the stalls usually are. What can you ask for? So you're reasonable. So they see that you have done your homework and then you ask for something reasonable.
Yeah, reasonable only they will give. First I asked 12 by 12 feet. They told even CM didn't get that much land.
CM is?
Chief Minister. So it is too much they told.
So then be reasonable.
Then I told 6 by 6 feet is enough. Then they gave and I contacted with Balabhadra.
And that permission goes for how long? Nityam?
Yeah.
Once it's there, it goes on. Yeah.
Then what you did? You invited them, RP,
yeah. Then I met each and every, because that rank, no? EO, DPTO, AEO, superintendent, temple inspector. Each and everybody I called for our temple and
individually or together?
Individually.
Better individually.
Individually.
They don't always like each other that much. You have to know all these things, you know, who is who and how the game works. So you call them individually.
I invited them for the temple and each and every person I took to Prabhu. Then Prabhu, he talked with them and Prabhu presented Bhagavad Gita to them. And
so they get gifts, they get special treatment, they get reciprocation, they make feel important, they're thanked. So in this way they feel like, hey, they're treating me like the way I'm supposed to be treated. So next time ISKCON is coming, yes, of course I can help you. Because they will know that you know how to deal with them, you know how to reciprocate with them.
And meanwhile, I took them to the Govindas and Rajabhog also. Mm. They're very, very happy.
It's like a package.
Yeah.
Them to
yeah, VIP package.
See the full arc of the Lord. Mm. Offer the RP. See the authority. Offer the RP. He'll go to the
exhibition.
He'll go to Govindas and take Rajabhog Prasadam.
Yes.
Offer they get the Bhagavad Gita.
Yeah.
And they get a lamination of Radha and Govinda and they go home.
Exhibition.
And exhibition. And they come with their wives or children sometimes.
So here it's a full package. You give them the VVIP package. So they're feeling like PM, you know? They're feeling like I'm the big guy. He may not come with escort, he may not come with machine guns, but they get the full package.
In that way, again I asked for more land. I asked for 8 by 10 feet. They are ready to give. That was.
You see, once you got your foot in the door, then you can put second foot, you know, like in the train, somebody says, can I sit down, you know? Next thing you know it, his whole family is sitting there. And you're out in the walkway, you know. He's sleeping there, yes, and you're out. That's Prabhupada's strategy. The more you add Krishna, the more Maya will go out the door. Just keep on persisting, yes.
That is for Srinivasa complex and for Kapil Devdam and Srinivasa Mangapuram, that the DPTO, she is very, very inclined to spirituality. Without letter, still now we are running that stalls. Actually, no vigilance officer, no police department, no temple authority asked about the letter.
You hear that? Some people will like you so much just because of their inclination and because of their favorable reciprocation that they'll say,
look, I take it upon me.
It's on me. You just go ahead and do it. And it can be done.
And the surprising thing is that in the marathon time, no, that letter is going very, very fast. That clerk told Swamiji, your letter is a very surprising letter. This letter is going very fast through one department to another department. Generally, to get a small land here, it will take minimum 2 months. But you got it in 15 days, you got this.
Srila Prabhupada ki.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. So then you have to man the stalls. Then it's, you know, management. You have to know who are the teams, who are the team leaders, how to keep them inspired, how to keep them staffed, how to have the vehicles, the books, the prasadam, the timings, all those things, you know? It's like you run your businesses. It's the same thing. But you have to do it for Krishna and for the preaching with Prabhupada's books. Okay, thank you very much. So this can be duplicated in unlimited places. I was just in Bali. Bali is part of Indonesia. It's a Muslim country. But Bali is an island which is predominantly Hindu. There's a lot of Hindu temples there. And because the devotees go and they make friends with the management of these temples, they are allowed to put book tables. And in their festivals, there is tens of thousands of people who are going to these pujas. And they buy our books. They're very happy. Because most of the temples don't have books. They don't have a philosophy. So they only do rituals. So they're happy if we come and we do our book thing. We just have to speak to them and show them that this is win-win, you know. And in this way, they're distributing many books, yes.
A small observation I saw is that whenever we need, at that time only we go to the officials. Because for the permissions and all, no, we go to the officials. That is the bad thing. Then when they saw us, no, they think that Swamiji came for some permission. But it is a consistent cultivation throughout the year. Now they gave the stall permissions. Still now also I am going to them and giving some prasadam and coming back. Because for further permissions they will be
how
helpful.
How often do you go? Once a month? Or?
10 days, once like that.
Every 10 days?
Yeah.
Okay, so once in 10 days, once or twice a month, he takes the trouble to go and see all these people. You might say, these are difficult people, these are troublesome people, you know, they're usually a little, there's ego involved and all that. But, you know, it's preaching. You give them prasadam, you spread Prabhupada's mission, and you make a very strong impact to actually get the book distribution mission forward. Thank you very much. Okay, who likes to present some of the other projects? Which program are you presenting?
So it's a traveling Sankirtan party.
Traveling Sankirtan, okay.
Actually, we are doing it here in a book tables method, which I have seen. Jew Sankirtan party, traveling Sankirtan party, they used to come to towns, and they used to meet these companies, these pharmaceuticals and some big companies. What they do is they'll go and talk to the main director. So they have any prepared material. They'll talk to the MD. So they'll get a permission to 50%, they'll give permission to take the books that employs, whole employs. So they only these workers, employees, they have to give only 50% money.
And the rest will be given by?
Management.
Did you hear that?
So they're successfully doing it.
They present the project to the company in charge. To whom do they talk to?
Yeah, main director, MD.
Main director. And they agree that 50% will be paid by the company and 50% will be paid by the employee. So this is a standard formula. It's not like reinventing the wheel or, you know, building a spaceship or something, you know.
So in that actually employee code, only thing our devotees and prior 3 days before only, they'll give a proper intimation to all the employees that we are going to present these books. Only you have to pay something like 50% money. They'll set up a stall. That too, like for example, Bhagavad Gita, Krishna and some SSL. A set cost, for example, 500 rupees. The employees, they have to pay only 250 rupees. Then 250 rupees will be paid by the management. So these are successful.
Did you hear that? You make packages, sets of 3-4 titles. Because it's cheap, 50% discount for the customer. So instead of giving one book, you put 3-5 books together, package, and they have to pay only 250, and 250 is paid by management. Very smart.
So this is we are here.
Have you tried this project?
Actually, this for 3 months back, just I came to know this concept actually.
Okay.
So I heard that because we are nearby, the Madanapalli and Hyderabad also, they went and distributed this lot of books actually. Like at a time, they used to sell 1,000 Gitas, 1,500 Gitas, 2,000 Gitas, so like that.
So it can be done. It can be done. It can be duplicated.
I can give that how it can be done. This format
okay.
Also has.
Okay, he has that. So what you should do is, you should write down, that's your homework for tomorrow, what are the 3 to 5 main ways how you want to do book distribution in your temples. You have heard some of the different methods now. Set distribution should also be there, etc., etc. So then you sit down together with your management council and you say, okay, what are the ways which we're going to focus on? What are we going to do here? Because, you know, there is a million things to do and then nothing gets done. So you just have to pick the 3 main ones to start with. And then you do those. You make an actual plan, step-by-step plan. How are you going to implement that? Because there is no hard and fast rules. There is unlimited ways of how to preach in the Srila Prabhupada's books. But you will see that you have to work according to time, place, and circumstance, mainly according to your devotees. What's your manpower? What is their level of skill, of expertise? So, like, I could speak now for a couple of hours on how to go into companies and deal with directors. But if you don't have devotees who can do that, then what's the use of speaking about it? Eventually, there will be courses. There will be specialized courses, how to set up book tables. There will be specialized courses how to distribute full sets. There will be specialized courses how to go into the trains and make announcements. Specialized courses how to go on the street or door to door. There has to be different modules. So what you need to know is, what is my local situation? What is the scenario? What is the requirement? And what is the steps which are required to implement it? So what are we going to do first? What do you usually do first? Any ideas? Set the goal and plan. And plan means? How do you start?
First, select the way of method of book distribution. First, select the method of book distribution. And if any like expertise are there, find out whether how they are doing. Then we can copy.
Okay, you see where you have a successful program, like you've heard two or three, and you decide, is this what we want to do in our place? Or maybe we want to do something different. Maybe we want to do door-to-door, or maybe we want to do it through the congregation. Everybody takes 10 books and starts spreading it in their workplace and through their friends. Now, they're all valid ways. There is no right and wrong. They're all valid. They're all good. The question is, what are the ways you can do, you can implement? Because that depends on your situation, on the people who are involved, and that depends on your personal desire. Because Krishna is not going to tell you have to do it like this or like that. Either you know, it's up to us. If you want to cook for Krishna, or you want to sew for Krishna, or you want to make flower garlands, or you want to herd the cows, or you want to play music, or you want to dance, or you want to wrestle with Krishna, it's up to you. So I'm asking you, what do you want to do to distribute Prabhupada's books? So, we get more into that, and we'll have more of these planning sessions. This is just to plant the seed, and to get you thinking about it. Because there is unlimited ways how to distribute Srila Prabhupada's books. Yes? Please, yes, share with us.
So we have one department, is Garuda department.
Garuda. Yes.
So whoever the pilgrims are coming, we have the tables, so we are collecting their addresses, their phone numbers, emails, everything. And we are intimating all the festivals to them. We are inviting them for festivals. And we are sending them the donation forms to them. So in the same way this time and last time, we sent this marathon sheets, that Shastradana sheets to them, whether they can sponsor or they can get the books from us. So very good response came, and with that addresses we have sent all the forms to them, and more than 800 books we distributed through Garuda. 1500 Mahabiks through Garuda department.
To start, no? It's good.
Actually, Rupeshwar Chaitanya discussed with the government of Andhra Pradesh, and he has established book tables in many temples, not ISKCON temples, outside temples around Andhra Pradesh, like Bhadrachalam, the famous pilgrimage place, and other place, Bhadrachalam, Srishailam, and then Mahanandi, Anavaram, Dwarka Tirumala, five places. And we got the permission throughout Andhra Pradesh actually to establish these book tables. Of course, we are having some challenges there to get the people and take them, establish
all that. Because you need local devotees.
But still, yeah, local devotees. But still, it's happening, it's going on. Some details you can tell. Okay. So it is another concept, you know, where you can, like Tamil Nadu, you have unlimited temples. Old Vedic temples, so many temples actually. Divideshams. And Karnataka, there's so many temples out there, Vedic temples. You can have tables everywhere. Like in Vrindavan, I was talking to Dinabandhu Prabhu. In Vrindavan, you can have in all the temples if they want. Like if you follow the system, you can have temples. In all the temples, you can have book tables in Vrindavan. Like in Tamil Nadu, in Chennai, there's so many temples out there, Parthasarathi temples, so many temples out there, you can have tables. One concept.
Okay. Then, of course, the more manpower you have at your disposition, then the more you can branch out and do different type of strategies. Like if all of a sudden you have 500 people at your disposal to go out, then you know you might not have enough tables. So then you send them to the buses, to the trains, on the street, etc., etc., etc. But first we should find out, where do we get the best response? What is the best way? Like I know in Delhi they work the red lights, you know, the stop lights? It's quite good, but it's heavy pollution, it's noise and traffic, and it's not a very good reputation, because you're like the other guys who are selling God knows what not. So you might do it on a special day or on a special short time, just like as a one-time off. I have worked the streets, you know. I've worked underground parkings. You don't have those in India. But it's like they have up to 7 or 10 level under the earth where they put cars, you know. And because of the exhaust, it becomes so hot that even if outside it's snowing and it's minus 10 degrees, in there it will be like summer. You know, you can wear your shorts. It's very hot from all the exhaust from the cars. So I've spent years and years in those parkings. Yeah, very heavy. Sometimes they have these signs, you know, with the bones and the skull, and it goes, wink, 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 please leave this room, wink, 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 you know, because the pollution is too high. So you have to think, make your strategy. How do our devotees, you know, not just survive, but how do they actually sustain? How can they actually see themselves doing the service for a prolonged period of time? Now, every now and then you may have a marathon and then you have so much energy and so much enthusiasm and okay, let's hit the streets and hit the buses and hit everything. But make a strategy. What's creating the most goodwill? What's creating the most favorable impression on the public? And also what's doable for your devotees? What kind of devotees do we have? So that's all time, place and circumstances. We do not get involved in the details. You just heard a couple of ideas, and hopefully at one point we'll compile a booklet or something with all the different methods, but they're quite unlimited. Okay, thank you for your participation. I'd like you to be back here by 3 o'clock sharp. We're 5 minutes over time, so thanks for working overtime. You're working for the project. You're not on an hourly base. Srila Prabhupada ki, Chance of Book Distribution ki, Gaur Pramanandi.